The latest activities that we are doing in cantonment site is making sure we try to look for food to our forces. That is coming with the help of GDB and NPTC. We talk to NPTC to make sure they avail for us people to support the cantonment site by sending food and medication, and including even shelters. It's already raining period, so we need to make sure at least food and shelters and especially medicines is already provided to the forces in the cantonment site. That is currently what we are trying to do as JMCC.
And how many cantonments for the opposition forces are operational right now?
I can say all the verified cantonment sites are at the moment operational, because forces have been told to move into the cantonment sites. Not yet officially by the GDB, but of course the JMCC, whenever they go on the ground, they make sure they inform the commanders or those in charge to be able to send these forces to the cantonment site, and while they wait for food there.
And what activities are being carried right now in the cantonment site?
There's some training that is taking place. When we talk of training, we don't mean like military training or maybe separate training, but you know, they're coming from a military life to work with civilians together. So they should be able to coexist with civilians. So what we are trying to subject them to do, last time we consulted the ICRC to help them with what we call humanitarian law, the international humanitarian law. Panyime already received the training. Some other places also we're trying to make sure they receive the same training in those areas.
Containing these soldiers is one thing, but giving them food and non-food items is another basic requirement that's needed for them. You have briefly talked about it, but it's one of the major concerns that you cannot take soldiers and keep them in a place where there's no food. Do you have enough non-food items and food items to give to these cantonment sites?
The cantonment site in Upper Nile have started receiving the food that has been dispatched by JDB from Kosti. Some of them have already received, except in the Equatorial region and also in the Bargaza region. But of course, the one in Equatorial and Bargaza region, the NPTC is trying to do their best to make sure they also provide food to this cantonment site, and also other basic items like shelter and also like medication and also utensils, because you can just receive food, but you also need to cook the food. You need those utensils. So NPTC is helping as far as that is concerned. I believe very soon our forces will be having food.
With just under 4 months for the formation of the Artigon in November 12th, and the key element here was the training of the unified forces. And now, what is happening with the training? First of all, the selection process, the training, and the unification plus deployment, because that was one of the key issues that led to the postponement of the formation of the Artigon.
Yeah, we made progress as far as training site is concerned. The JTSC have identified 18 training sites all over South Sudan for the unified training. Of course, that includes also the army, the officers, the national security, the organized forces, and also the civil defense. A total of 18 training sites. These training sites have been verified by the JTSC, and I believe very soon they will be established. And what will now wait is the workshop for the trainers of trainees. That is our next items in program as far as the training is concerned. When the trainers of trainees finish their workshop, because they are undergoing selection at the moment from all the, you know, our former trainers and of trainees, they are being selected at the moment from our cantonment side, from our barracks. They're being selected and we're brought to Juba for, I don't know, 1 week workshop. When they're finished, they'll immediately be deployed to the training centers. Now, then there's going to be what we call selection or registration of these forces in the cantonment sites, and they'll be screened. Then after that, they'll be sent for training. And according to our schedule, training is to take place within 2 months. That is in September and October, according to the program of JTSC. So we are yet having enough time to make sure we do the training and make sure we finish our program by the stipulated time.
Do you think all this will be done before the November 12th deadline for the Artigon formation?
We are in July at the moment, and the training, the exact training, is supposed to take place within 2 months. And according to the timetable of JTSC, it is September and October. So we have not yet reached September. and we're already in the process of selecting the trainer or trainees, and I've already finished verification of the training sites. We have enough time to make sure we do our job and make sure that, okay, by November, we have deployed our forces.